Next question is Nathaniel, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, Riney, R-I-N-E-Y, 5846. This is the patient was sent for face-to-face evaluation today. He's a 79-year-old gentleman on hospice with cirrhosis. Patient's caregiver, Kiki, tells us that he's sleeping by 10 to 12 hours or more a day. He also has a history of hypertension, viral hepatitis, asthma, and Alzheimer's disease, period. He's quite weak. His PBS is down to 919 centimeter. O2 saturation is 95% on room air, period. He's eating about 50% of his meal, period. He is quite debilitated as far as his activity level is concerned. He has a PPS of 50%. The weight loss is considered unavoidable. Protein, calorie, malnutrition related to his liver failure, period. Let's see what else I want to say about him. Patient's blood pressure was 110 over 60 today with a pulse of 92, period. His PPS is at 40% now compared to 50% previously, period. He also has severe symptoms of fatigue, shortness of breath, both at rest and with activity. He continues to show decline both mentally and functionally at this time. His cirrhosis has causes increased predisposition to nausea, to GI bleed, which he has not had any symptoms at this time, period. He also appears to be in no distress, most likely because of high ammonia level, which causes euphoric symptoms in patients with end-stage liver disease, period. Patient continues to remain hospice with decline in his condition as was delineated above. Thank you.